Take our Bibles this morning. Turn to the book of John in chapter 5. And we're ready for verse 44 this morning. Jesus here has been speaking to the Jews, who sought to kill him because he healed on the Sabbath, and not only because he healed on the Sabbath day, but because he made himself equal with God, professing himself to be the Son of God, the Son of the Father, and thus claiming equality with God. And down through those verses, we saw that claim of equality. He is, in fact, deity. But he told them in this section, verses 40 through 47, "Ye will not come to me that you might have life. And the reason you won't come to me that you might have life is because the love of God is not in you. However, you will receive false prophets, false teachers. You will not receive the truth. But you will receive those that come in their own name, bearing lies." Now in verse 44 today, he says, "How can ye believe? How can you Jews, you Pharisees and scribes and elders, you hypocrites, how can you believe? You won't come. You don't have the love of God dwelling in you, but you'll receive an imposter. You'll receive a false prophet. And how can ye believe which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God? He not only says that to these Jews, these hypocrites, these ones who were religious, but they were not believers. They did not believe the truth. And he not only says it to them, but he says it to man today, to unbelievers, to even those who are highly religious but unbelievers that will not believe the truth. And not believing the truth, they will not come to Christ. They don't have the love of God abiding in them. And they will believe false teachers and false prophets. And they seek to be honored by men. So I ask you this morning, of whom do you seek honor? Do you seek the honor, the acceptance, the approval of men? Or do you seek to be approved of God? These scribes and these Pharisees sought to be approved of men, which was obvious by the fact that they chose the higher rooms, the better rooms. They chose the chief place in the synagogues. They wanted to be noticed for their much praying and for their long prayers. Look at me. They wanted the honor of man. Even when they gave alms to the poor, they were tooting their own. Look at me. I'm giving this much to the poor. They wanted men to know about it. Even their fasting, which was to be from a burdened heart because of sin and because of lowliness, the degradation of my life. They wanted to be noticed of men. Look, I'm fasting. And look how many times in the week I fast. Jesus pointed all that out in his Sermon on the Mount. And men today are no different. In fact, we who are true believers how many times do we find ourselves wanting the acceptance of men? But here's a sobering thought. We all know how often we want to be accepted of men. How often do you find yourself saying, but am I pleasing to God? And what I'm saying, is it pleasing to God? Is it accepted of God? What I'm doing, is it accepted of God? Do we find ourselves seeking to be approved of God? Or do we only seek acceptance? Do we only seek honor, the honor that comes from man? Men seek the acceptance and approval of other men. It seems to be just the nature of the beast, if you please. It just seems to be our nature. It just seems to be who we are. Turn with me to the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms in chapter 49. In verse 12. Nevertheless, man being in honor abideth not. Man who seeks the honor of men and actually attains to it, he's proudful and he attains to that. He attains to that position. He's not abiding forever. His days are short upon the earth. just like you, just like me. We all live 70, and if by reason of strength 80, maybe a little longer now. The point is, we all die. He is like the beast that perisheth. He's going to come to naught. He's going to come to destruction. And we seek his honor? That's what the psalmist is saying here. Turn with me to chapter 39. Chapter 39 and verse 5. He says, here, behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth. Just a short period of time. This is a vapor. And mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity, altogether empty, altogether nothing. Selah. And yet we seek honor of men who are just like us, who are going to live their life here and then we die and face the judgment. Turn with me to the book of Daniel. The book of Daniel in chapter 5. Daniel chapter 5, and look with me here at verse 7. The king, King Nebuchadnezzar, here to intrigue his astrologers and soothsayers and wise men. He says this, the king cried aloud to bring in the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers. And the king spake and said to the wise men of Babylon, whosoever shall read this writing, he'd seen a writing on the wall, whosoever shall read this writing and show me the interpretation thereof shall be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold about his neck and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom. He's going to entice them with honor and even with prestige. The honor of man, which is comes natural to man. Man wants that. Man seeks the approval of other men, and man seeks that honor, that praise that comes from men. Look at verse 16 in the same chapter. Verse 16. And now he says to Daniel, he says, And I have heard of thee that thou canst make interpretation and dissolve doubts. Now, if thou canst read the writing and make known to me the interpretation thereof, thou shalt be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold about thy neck and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom. You see, his wise men couldn't help him out. They couldn't tell him about the writing. They couldn't tell him the meaning of it, the interpretation of it. And he should have known of Daniel from his father. But now he is told of Daniel, and he says to Daniel, I'll give you the same honor that I'd have given to all my wise men if you tell me the meaning of the writing, if you tell me the interpretation of the writing. Why? Why was he enticing them so? Because men seek that kind of honor. They seek to be accepted and approved of men. They do not seek to be accepted and approved of God. But now let's look at Daniel a little closer. Turn with me to the second chapter of the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 2 and look with me at verse 20. The king has had a dream and he doesn't tell anybody the dream. They have to tell him the dream. And then they have to tell him the interpretation of the dream. And he offers similarities, honor, prestige to the one that does. Verse 20, Daniel answered and said, Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. Daniel is praising God. Huh. One who's praising God, is he seeking the praise of men and the honor of men? No. He's seeking the approval of God upon his life. He's seeking acceptance with God concerning his life. And he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that no understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who hast given me wisdom and might, and hast made known unto me now what we desired of thee. For thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. You see, He's talking to God. He's talking to the God of his father. He's talking to his God. He's praising him for who he is. And not for what he, Daniel, is. Daniel had already had one promotion in the kingdom when he and his three counterparts fared on the meal, the food that God designed for them to eat as Jews, when they fared 10 times better than all the king's sons, all the king's men who ate the king's meal. The king promoted them to a higher stature. He'd already had one promotion in the kingdom because he, Daniel, and those three men purposed in their heart that they would not defile themselves with the king's meal. They purposed to honor God. They purposed to have the approval, the pleasure of God, rather than the approval of men. Verses 27, 28 of this second chapter goes on. Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, "The secret which the king hath demanded, cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers, show unto the king? But there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and maketh known to the king, Nebuchadnezzar, what shall be in the latter days. Thy dream and the visions of thy head upon thy bed are these." And he proceeds to tell him what the dream was and tell him the interpretation of the dream. But notice, in all of this, he's praising God. He cares not for the applause of men. Turn with me back to the fifth chapter of Daniel. Look at verse 17. We saw the king promising to honor him and to exalt him even further. Verse 17. Then Daniel answered and said before the king, "Let thy gifts be to thyself, and give thy reward to another. Yet I will read the writing unto thee, the king, and make known to him the interpretation." Daniel says, "I don't care about your honor. I don't care about your praise. I don't care about your reward. I seek the honor that comes from God. What about me? What about you?" We measure ourselves against other men. We compare ourselves to other men all the time. We've already read scripture that basically, in essence, says, well, what is man? The honor of man is only for a time, and then he's going to perish. He's going to pass away. It's only for a short time. What is his age? What is your age? Even if you live to be 100 years old. I seen of a member of one of our churches this past week passed away. He was 100 years old. He was 1 month shy of being 101 years old. But the fact is, he passed away. We seek honor for men. We measure ourselves against men. And many times, in measuring ourselves against men, we don't fall short, do we? Maybe that's why we measure ourselves against men, because in our estimation, we don't fall short. We're better than they, we think. Even we that seem to, or those of us that might seem to be a little more humble, a little more shy, a little more reserved than others, there's still a certain amount of measuring. Why? Why our shyness? Why our humility? Because we're measuring against others, and maybe we don't think we measure up to someone else. Turn with me to the book of Romans. The book of Romans in chapter 14. We men who think ourselves to be something when we're nothing. Really, we're nothing. And that is so. If it weren't so that we think ourselves to be something, would the Holy Spirit of God led the apostle to write these words in chapter 14 of Romans in verse 1? Him that is weak in the faith, receive ye. But not to doubtful disputations, not to partiality. Why, if this wasn't so among men, why would he have to write for us to receive them? To accept them. For one believeth that he may eat all things. Another who is weak eateth herbs. Let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not. And let not him which eateth not, judge him that eateth. It works both ways. We do that. I'm better than you because I think you can. I think we're free to do it. And I go ahead and do it. Oh, I'm better than you because I don't do it, and you do it. For God hath received him. Whether he eat or whether he don't eat, God hath received him. What? Art thou that judgest another? Now, who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth. Yea, he shall be holding up, for God is able to make him stand. God is his master. Not me, not you. You're not my master. God is. Go down to verse 7 and 8. For none of us live to himself, and no man dieth to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord. And whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. What do we spend so much time seeking the honor that comes from men? God is his master. God is my master. We ought to be seeking to honor God. We ought to be seeking the honor that comes from God, the approval that from God. Is he approved of my life? Am I well pleasing to him? Turn with me to the book of James. James chapter 2, in verse 1. My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. Be impartial. Persons. For if there come unto your assembly a man with a gold ring in goodly apparel, and there come also a poor man in vile raiment, and ye have respect, partiality, to him that weareth the gay clothing, the fine clothing, the magnificent clothing, the rich and luxurious clothing. You can tell he is a man of means. And say unto him, sit thou here in a good... Here's a very good spot. This is the best seat in the whole house. And to the poor, you stand over here. Or maybe set over here. Are you not then partial in yourselves and are become judges of evil thoughts? In other words, thinking like that, in that respect, is evil. Seeking the honor, the approval of man is evil. First Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. Paul here is admonishing against pride. Verse 7. For who maketh thee to differ from another? Who is it that made you? And who is it that made you to differ from another? And did he make you judge of someone else? Men do not measure themselves by God's word. Why would we? It doesn't make us feel good about ourselves. But when we get the honor, the praise that comes from man, Then we can feel good about ourselves. Where we read in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We're all sinners according to the word of God, according to God. In God's eyes, we're all sinners. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs, chapter 20. In verse 6, most men will proclaim every one his own goodness. We proclaim the good that's in us. But a faithful man, who can find? Faithful man here is compared to the one who doesn't proclaim his own good. He realizes what he is and he seeks God's approval. He seeks to be well-pleasing to God. He's his master. The 25th chapter of Proverbs. Proverbs 25, in verse 27. It is not good to eat much honey. That's a statement. It's not good to eat a lot of honey. I like honey. But too much is not good. So, for men to search, to seek their own glory, their own honor, is not glory, is not honor, it is not glorious, it is not honorable. But man does it, does he not? Turn with me to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 5. In verse 21. Woe! Pronouncing a woe. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe to you! Galatians, book of Galatians, chapter 6. Verse 3, for if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, and we are all as nothing, we all receive our life and breath from God. We receive our strength, our health from God. We receive our food, our sustenance from God. He deceiveth himself. You think yourself to be something? You're just deceiving yourself. You're not deceiving God. In fact, down a few verses, it says, God is not mocked. James chapter 1. James chapter 1 and verse 26. We read, if any man among you think to be religious. In other words, he thinks himself very religious, as the Pharisees did. Thinks himself to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, doesn't control his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart. This man's religion is vain. It's empty. It's nothing. When we seek the approval of men and the acceptance of men, when we seek honor of men who are no better than we are, they are nothing more than we are, we're deceiving our own hearts. That's not being religious at all. First John chapter 1, verse 8, though to those in Sunday school, we ain't ought to even have to look at that, had we? If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Even we that are saved. 1 John chapter 1 is written to save folks. Even we that are saved have sinned. Verse 9 tells us that we're to confess it. And he'll forgive us. Listen. Rather than seeking the honor of men, we ought to be seeking honor from God. Turn to the book of Colossians. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 23. Colossians 3:23. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily. In researching the word, it just boils down to do it with all that is within you. Jesus said the first commandment was summed up like this: love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. That is, whatsoever you do, do it heartily. Do it with all your heart, soul, and mind as to the Lord and not unto men. The thought and premise there is seek to be well-pleasing to the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verse 9, wherefore we, the saved, Paul says, he himself and these Corinthians ought to, we all that are saved, wherefore we labor to be accepted of men? No, we labor that whether present or absent, here now, or whether absent to be with the Lord, we may be accepted, we may be well-pleasing of Him, of God, of the Lord Jesus Christ. The next verse, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether they be good or bad. So we seek to labor to be well-pleasing to God, because it's to him that we that are saved are going to have to give an account. We're going to stand in judgment before the judge. Whether the work we have done has been good or bad. And the unsaved are one day going to have to stand before the judge. And their judgment will be to damnation, because they have not the righteousness of God. And so they were not well-pleasing in anything that they did to God. But you and I ought not to be seeking the honor that comes from men. But we ought to be seeking the honor of God. We ought to be seeking to honor him. And then our lives will be well-pleasing to him. He's the one that we're going to have to give an account to. Shall we stand together?